The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 22. I reached the lesser hills in a bit of a state. I was still quite wet, and I was also tired and hungry. Even my camel was beginning to show signs of wear. I decided to get off her back for a while and walk. It seemed only fair to give her a break. Had I been more physically capable, I might have offered to carry her for a bit. As we walked along, I searched the skyline for any sign of my party, but there was none. The lesser hills were quite gradual, rolling and grassy, but the grass was not so high as to preclude seeing some distance, so I had a pretty good look around. Despite a fair amount of craning on my part, I could espy none of my companions. They seemed simply to have vanished. As I was getting quite tired and night was soon approaching, I decided that I should probably attempt to bed down for the night. Sadly, it would be necessary to go to sleep on an empty stomach. It seemed wise to save my remaining sesame snaps for whatever may lay ahead on the morrow. I realized that we were about two-thirds of the way up a sort of long, gentle rise. I decided that when we reached the top, we would stop. We would camp there for the night and resume the search for the remainder of the expedition tomorrow morning. The idea of spending the night alone there was not appealing to me, but I could see no other option. There wasn't much point in flailing around in the dark in the hopes of finding the others. It was altogether possible that we could pass within meters of one another in the night and not know it. But if I stayed in one place, they might find me. I still had a few matches left, and I thought maybe if I started a small fire, the others might see it and be guided to it. When we reached the top of the hill, I unpacked my bedroll and lay down next to my camel, who, without any prompting on my part, had settled down for the night. Clearly, she too was worn out. I thought finding kindling might be a bit of a chore after that afternoon's torrential rain, but then I remembered that I had securely packed in my belongings, still in its plastic wrapper, a Sears catalog that I had been saving for another use entirely. I would sacrifice a couple of pages of the children's shoes section to light the beacon. It was unlikely that I would be ordering any children's shoes in the foreseeable future. I was just in the process of tearing out and crumpling when I noticed, far off in the distance, a bit of light. Then the light began to get brighter, and then there was a bit of smoke. I could smell a faint smell of something burning. Then the light got quite a bit brighter, and the smoke got thicker, and the burning smell got stronger, and it became apparent, even to my camel, who was now standing and looking alarmed, that there was a grass fire rapidly approaching. I wondered, as I hurriedly gathered up my things and climbed onto my camel's back, what or who had started this blaze.